Boyfriend Ariana Grande. It is 8:07. You're listening to The Power Up here with me, Petty Officer Stephanie Contreras. Currently, it is 76 degrees outside, so it's actually kind of nice. Today's an exchange rate, courtesy of Community Bank. It's 143 yen to the US dollar. And I'm not alone here in the radio room with me because we have the First Sergeant's Senior Master Sergeant Wisdom and also Master Sergeant Allshouse. How are you guys this morning?
I'm doing great.
Yeah, doing good. Thank you.
No, of course. And I know I honestly had my coffee this morning, so I'm pretty wired, in all honesty. And we talked about a coffee festival that's going to be happening soon in Aomori, which I think is honestly pretty cool. I've never been to a coffee festival, so I'm honestly kind of excited for that. But aside the point, we're going to be talking about, first off, some preventative discipline.
Yeah, I think Sergeant Allshouse, you want to kick us off?
Yeah, sure. So funny story about that. When I was at the Non-Commissioned Officer Academy, I'm pretty sure they taught me about the preventative discipline model. But when I went back and Googled it, nothing comes up for the Air Force, so it's possible that I just made it up. But so when it comes to standards and discipline, right, the best way that I figured out, and I think the way they taught me, was three steps, right, to clearly establish standards. That's number one. If you need someone to do something, they have to know what it is they're going to do, right? So you have to communicate that clearly. Step two is to establish rapport, right? And so that's giving people the why, making sure that they understand the value of what they're doing, and building that professional trust relationship as well, right? People have a thing to do. If you want them to do it well, they need to value it, and they need to trust you as a leader. And the third step is accountability. So people do a good job, right? You need to write their performance reports properly. You know, you need to give them valuable feedback. They need to be put up for awards, those kinds of things. Also, right, the negative side of accountability. You know, if it's documenting a conversation or same thing with the performance reports or, you know, admin action type stuff. You do all those things together and typically things go pretty well for people. If you start making up your own way and maybe doing one and not the other, things get a little weird. So
for the audience that doesn't know, like, First Sergeant's job is primarily taking care of people. And so, you know, what Sergeant Allshouse is talking about is in fact taking care of people, right? Like, we tell them exactly what we want to do, and we make sure that they know how to do it. We give them the tools, and then if they step out of line, right, we have other tools that we have to use, or if they do it excellent, right, we have recognition programs to help on that end as well. So, like, our kind of theme here today is going to be all First Sergeant-y type thing. So, like, the second block, and you got to stay tuned to hear it, but we're gonna dive a little bit deeper into some of that stuff.
I know, as you were doing the list, I was kind of, nobody can see this obviously, but I was kind of nodding my head because it makes sense. Because if, for one, as you had said, if you don't know what you're supposed to do and you just get told to do something, you're just going to do it however, because you don't know what, so to quote unquote, the standard is going to be for that assignment.
Yeah, I mean, we have some creative folks, right, in our force, and not just the Air Force, I'm sure in the Navy and other branches as well. And they will find ways to get things done the way they think it should be done if we don't give them parameters, right? And so, like, as a supervisor and as a leader, like, you balance those things because you can't just box someone in all the time, right? Like we want outside the box thinking and we want things to happen. But there's also things that we need to happen our way. Like, we got to have it this way. This is the way this has to be done. I one of the things I think about is both Sergeant Allshouse and our aircraft maintenance boldface checklist items. You have no gray area, right? You do it this way. That's it.
Yeah, and it's meant to be that way for a reason.
Yeah.
And again, all the list makes sense. And definitely for anybody listening, maybe they didn't know why they were supposed to do these things a certain way, and now they kind of can understand a little bit more of the why.
Yeah, the why is very important, right? Mm-hmm. If we don't have the why, we just, it's very difficult for us to value what we're doing. And some people have that inherently, you know, they have their own why, but we can't expect everyone to have that. And so we got to take the time to give it to them. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, even from, like, young, early on in my career, like, the why has, I've always, like, needed the why, right? Which caused a little friction, we'll say, when I was a younger airman. But the why, like, I can, you know, sometimes you have emergency action, you just got to do this, circle back, give the why, like, hey, this is why this had to be done in this time frame or in this manner or this situation. But yeah, when you can, like the why creates the buy-in, right? And the buy-in gets you like better products and better results.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of talk about the why in the last couple of years, but I got to be honest, ever since I've been in the Air Force has always valued the why. It's never changed. When I first came in, it was the same way. All the Air Force documentation was the same. It's nothing new. And so we still have to do it even today.
Yeah.
Things change, but sometimes they don't change too much. And stick around, we're going to be talking about recovering airmen, but that's the only little teaser I'm going to give for the next topic. But stick around to find out more.
Putting on your seatbelt.
Bad Habits, Ed Sheeran. It is 8:18. We talked about some preventative discipline, but now we're going on to recovering airmen. And while that does sound like a discipline term, it's not necessarily what that means specifically.
Yeah, so for the bigger overview, right? Like obviously, like we try to bring airmen back. We want to bring airmen back when they've had discipline and trouble issues. But recovering airmen isn't just about on the discipline side, right? We have airmen who have emergencies. They maybe have to go on emergency leave, and they have to go back stateside and deal with. And it could be a death of a parent, or it could be like a sick loved one. And we have airmen who have like relationship issues and like the whole gambit of human factors. Like we have airmen that experience those things. And so like not just as first sergeants, but as leaders, right? And even peers, like I've seen some young E2s, E3s, E4s, like. Just do a fantastic job of caring for and helping to recover their peers. But yeah, it's taking care of them. It's taking care of these folks on the back end of something bad or worse that has happened to them, getting them back into the fight.
Yeah, the great thing about that is first sergeants are the only ones that can do that, right? Like Sergeant Wisdom was saying, see another airman do it. NCOs, airmen, right? Anyone can do the things that we do. There's just a few exceptions that they can't do, but really all the important stuff, a supervisor can take care of all that, and we've seen it. And in my opinion, those are the best supervisors. But recovering airmen is critical, right? We need airmen to do the job. We can't do the job without our airmen, and so we got to bring them back into the fold. Life rarely waits for a perfect opportunity to strike. In my experience, it actually never waits for the perfect opportunity to strike. And so, we got to take care of people.
I really thought Sergeant Allshaus was going to steal my line, but I have this, and like you've probably heard me say it 45 times, but there's three things that as a first sergeant I can do that every day one supervisor can't do, right? So I can sign with a commander's pen, I can liaise with agencies on their behalf, and I can talk to medical about HIPAA records, right? Outside of those three things, like those are three specific things as a first sergeant I can do to take care of airmen in one way or another. Outside of that, like, every day one E5 supervisor can do the entire rest of my job and Sergeant Allshaus's job. But it's all about caring and taking care of these airmen and bringing them back like when things have happened to them.
You don't have to worry about me stealing your line. I can never remember the third thing.
I just make it up sometimes. It changes. No.
I know life, as you said, it just hits you. Sometimes it's like you're going up and down several hills. Some hills are a little bit harder than others. So definitely a support system of kind of people either helping you, pull you along the way, or pushing you up that hill can make a huge difference.
For sure, for sure. I think that probably every one of us has a story and has a time in our career where, you come to a fork, right? And like, you've had something, and it could be negative discipline wise, it could be some type of family crisis, and you have something happen to you, and you have to make a choice, right? And like you don't come out of that hole by yourself, right? Like you have people help dig you out of that hole, help bring you back to whole, to get back into doing what you do.
Yeah, we don't get anywhere by ourselves. We really don't, and it doesn't happen by accident, that's for sure. You have to make the right decisions. People are responsible for their decisions as well. So, people will come alongside you and they'll do their very best to help you. But at the end of the day, you've got to make that choice. And I'm definitely grateful for the people that have come alongside me and helped me out,
Yeah, quick shout out, Senior Master Sergeant Retired Terrence Calloway. Dug me out. So help me dig out anyway.
And as you said, dig out. There's always somebody there to help you out in whatever situation that you find yourself in. You're never alone. And everything is a support system, regardless of what you're doing. Maybe it's work-related, not work-related. There's always going to be somebody there. And stick around, because we're going to be also talking about meeting and development, but more to come. Don't tell them 828 here on The Power Up. It says don't tell them, but we're going to tell you about some meeting and development.
So I was very vague when I sent that to you, right? So we're going to start with development. And we spent a lot of time developing our first sergeants and the people who we select. And I say we as a big Air Force term, not Sergeant All's House and I, but who we select to be first sergeants, right? It's very competitive. And we want to make sure we get the right people. And then once we pick them, like, there's a pretty substantial developmental process. So we usually have them go around and they'll spend a week or two with a handful of the first sergeants on base, and they're kind of learning some tips and tricks and do's and don'ts. And that's all before we send them to a month-long professional development. And then there's multiple developmental things throughout the year, right? But so where the meeting comes in is that's where I actually met Sergeant Allshouse. I was new to the base, and he had gotten a class date to go to First Sergeant Academy. And so he got to come over, and we got to spend, about a month together, I think.
We did. So shout out to Senior Wisdom here. I liked him so much. You know, I spent like 3 weeks with him. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, so we got to go over a whole gambit of stuff, right? And then, you know, I would say that Sergeant Allshouse and I, if not every day, we probably talk, I don't know, out of the workday, 3 or 4 days, like, about different things, you know, and it helps. Like, I used to be in that squadron. They upgraded to Sergeant Allshouse whenever I left. And so, you know, like, I know some of the backstory for him, or, you know, maybe, like, here's what we thought about when this happened. But yeah, we talk a lot about development. But you had something you wanted to mention too, specifically.
So, you know, one of the things I remember about the time we spent, it was really cool getting to, and I'm smiling while I say this, but second guess everything that Senior Wisdom was doing. I got to sit back and just watch, hey, why'd we do this, or why was that decision made? But you know, one of my favorite memories from that time, right? When I'm spending that month with them, I'm trying to figure out, okay, what makes a good first sergeant? And I noticed on his wall he had a patch from one of his previous assignments, and just tons and tons of people have left messages on the back of that patch when he had PCS'd out. And they said things like, hey, thanks for taking care of me, or, you know, different comments about his personality, and just, you know, all good feedback on the back of that patch. And I looked at him, I said, you know what? That right there, that's what it means to be a good first sergeant. They all wrote it down on the back of that patch. If you can do that, you know, you can do the job.
Yeah, I was talking about picking up the phone and calling other of us. I do appreciate the shout out, though. That was very nice of you. But
memories.
But yeah, so, you know, as first sergeants, like, we all have different experiences and we're in different units, and some people have seen things you haven't. And, you know, even those of us who've been doing it for a long time, like, you've never seen everything, right? And as soon as you think you've seen everything, like, life is going to come up and very, very nicely just punch you in the face. And so, you know, we'll pick up the phone and we call each other, right? And so hopefully as a council, we have 99% or more of the cumulative knowledge that we're going to need. But, you know, it doesn't matter, like, which first sergeant, like, I pick up the phone and call. Like, they're going to answer, and, like, I'm going to get a response and probably some follow-up information and references and things. And, you know, so even though Sergeant Allshouse and I, like, talk quite a bit, like, there's other first sergeants, and, like, it could be someone day one, right? So we have someone at the First Sergeant Academy right now. They're going to come back with new knowledge that our council doesn't have. So, like, that course is constantly developing. And so, you know, whenever he gets back from school, like, we're going to reach out to him and be like, hey, what did the academy say about this? Or what are they teaching about how to deal with this situation or this reference or what's coming next?
Yeah, we're definitely stronger together. When I'm bringing E6s into the fold, right? So E6s typically they're looking to be first sergeants, and they'll talk to us about it. When I'm bringing them into the fold, I'll let them know, hey, there's nothing that prepares you for everything that you'll see as a first sergeant. And I don't say that to scare you, but to tell you, like, it's okay. We're stronger together as a team. No one of us has seen everything, and so we all lean on each other for experience.
It's part of a developmental process as well, right? So we bring E6s and E7s in, and additional duty first sergeants or undershirts is the terminology we use, but yeah, so we bring them in, and it's developmental, and like that's another piece that you have to do before you can get selected to go to First Sergeant Academy, is you have to have been to the symposium, which, by the way, we do in October this year. 16 to 20, if you want to go, you got to see your first sergeant. That's how you get the golden ticket. But they go through that, and then like we do developmental stuff within our squadron before they would get picked up to do stuff. So,
as you had said, nobody sees everything. Everything's sometimes things are just like new to you, but not to others. Mm-hmm. And I like how it seems like, you know, a trend, which is everyone should know that it's a support system. We talked about it the last break, and now we're talking about it again. Mm-hmm. How there's always someone there that can help you with experience or just help you in general, because sometimes things do hit you. As you said, life not so kindly punches you in the face.
Yeah.
And then I believe you wanted to do a shout out, correct?
Oh, I mean, there's lots of people to shout out to, but I think we got it. We got it with the picking up the phone. But shout out to all of our brothers and sisters on the First Sergeant Council. Like, we know you're out there doing your thing every day.
Indeed. Yes, they are.
Well, thank you guys for coming in. It was a pleasure having you in here and talking about all this information that's new to me and also new to listeners. And maybe if it's not, it's like a reiteration, essentially.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
No, of course. Stick around. We have more music here on AFN Masala, where we're serving America's best.
Throw the ball. Throw me.